Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. Today we're going to talk about one of our old favorite cryptids, Dogman, and something that we haven't really talked about in depth before. The idea of Dogman actually killing a person or people. Has it happened? Let's find out and let's get weird. There are a number of Dogman sightings around the United States, especially in the Midwest, and there are literally hundreds of them. If you were to add them up from across the country. But if you look at the number of actual dogman-related deaths, you know, like even, yeah, I realize no coroner is going to say that this man was killed by dogman, but even like credible stories about, you know, we think dogman may have killed this person. Even the most diehard dogman believer doesn't have a lot of those stories. There's just a few of them out there, and there might be some reasons for that. We thought we'd take a look at a couple of more believable or more believed dogman stories out there, in terms of dogman actually killing a human being. So why don't we start with one that frankly terrified me and got me really interested in this region. It happened at the Land Between the Lakes, like right on the Kentucky-Tennessee border on the Kentucky side.
There's apparently like a family that was reported like killed, and they did like DNA tests and a lot of other stuff. They couldn't find out like what animal killed it. It was just like unknown.
Well, it was an unknown canine, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the hair sample, there were like these long gray hairs that they found there, and when they saw them, everybody said, oh, it's a wolf. But then they did the testing, and they're like, well, it's a canine, but it doesn't match any wolf species we're familiar with. It was a really gruesome story. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic on it, but it was, you know, there was like a 5-year-old girl who was killed. It was a young couple. It was an older man. Somebody threw a theory out there that they think that one of the men may have been wearing some sort of cologne that had like a musk in it that triggered an attack response from Dogman or the bear or the wolf or whatever attacked them.
What was the environment at the time? Was it like a forest or roadside?
Yeah, it's a pretty thick forest, but they were like at a campsite in it. They like had a trailer or a camper of some sort. The camper itself, you know, something actually got into that. There were bloody handprints on the outside of the camper and it was all torn up inside. The bodies were partially eaten. Just really, really gruesome. And I dug into it a little deeper, and apparently there have been sightings of a dogman-like creature and a Bigfoot-like creature in that area going back hundreds of years. And there's a sacred Indian, Native American site there. There's a strong attachment of Native American mysticism to the area. So the whole area just screams dogman. And yeah, it was a brutal murder that took place there, and one that it appears could have actually been done by Dogman or a pack of Dogmen.
All right. And I think Land Between the Lakes is known for like many stories like that, right?
Yeah.
People get killed.
Well, I'm not sure about the killings. I mean, I've definitely heard a lot of sightings out there, but yeah, maybe killings as well. Maybe there are some that are just so old that we're not as familiar with them.
Yeah, and I think I've heard that they're like more violent around there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess a lot of them might just not be documented. I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe people are attacked and not killed.
Maybe.
So another popular story comes out of Texas.
Right. So here's a story of a 28-year-old man named Christopher Allen Whiteley. He was released presumably in early 2020 after multiple years or most of his life spent in jail. On December 22nd, 2020, Christopher, for whatever reason, decided to travel to his current job on foot. Now keep in mind, his job is like in Howells County, which is from where he was, his girlfriend's house, over an hour drive.
Whoa.
So on foot, you could only imagine how bad that might be. Now, you have to keep in mind, even after he was released, he had a methamphetamine addiction, which could have contributed to his kind of decision to go that way.
Yeah, he was probably hyper and thought he could do anything.
Right. Yeah, so as he was going, he went missing. And that day, he did not make it to work. Someone, I'm not aware who, but someone filed a missing persons report form of him, and the investigation began. Not too long later, after the investigation, his dead body was found remarkably deep in the woods, kind of in between his work and his house.
So not like on the normal walking path between the two areas?
No, he went deep into the woods. And even officers actually made some comments on how odd that situation was and where he really was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Detective Catherine Gwynn found disturbing cuts and punctures across his body, which were presumably similar to a mountain lion's attack, from what she said. Anyway, for context, in Texas, from what I've researched, mountain lions are not common in Texas.
No.
So that went controversial across the internet, everywhere.
Yeah, and mountain lion attacks are almost unheard of in Texas. Right. I think there have been like 30 mountain lion attacks in the last 100 years, and those have all been like in the California or Pacific Northwest areas.
Yeah, right. So as the investigation really continued, a weird sighting was found by the investigation team. Mid-sized dog tracks right by the body. Along with that, a new theory actually came out that the mountain lion idea was found to be false. And that was because actually somebody, I do not remember his name, but you could probably search it up and you could find it. Basically, it was proven that mountain lions actually attack from the back instead of the front.
Right, which, and the man, the front of his throat was actually torn out.
Right.
Whereas a mountain lion would attack from the back. And mountain lions, because they have those long teeth, they say that the killing attack on the neck is remarkably clean. It's like four puncture wounds. It's not like tearing something out.
And there would be a lack of blood, which in this case, I actually read there was a lot of blood.
Hmm.
So pretty good evidence. And also they crush rather than tear. And I'm pretty sure in this case there's a lot of tearing.
Right. Yeah. So it much more in line with a canine attack from everything that I've read.
Hmm.
And the other thing is they didn't find any mountain lion prints anywhere around.
That's right. As they found more and more minor pieces of evidence starting to flood in, it was kind of pointing towards a canine creature. But suddenly, something really unusual and kind of unexpected happened. One of the investigators found footprints of cowboy boots that were none of the investigators' footprints. It just spawned in one day as they were looking there.
Hmm. You know, with the dog footprints, I think they were supposed to be the prints of a mid-sized dog.
Yeah.
And most of the experts say, well, yes, a mid-sized dog could kill a human, but the idea of one leaping up into someone's throat like that and taking them down, the guy was like 5'6", 165 pounds, they found that highly unlikely. So then they started this theory of, okay, what if it was a man with a dog attacking him?
Right. So there was a lot of mixed theories.
But, of course, you know, the theory we're most interested in is what if the man and the dog were the same?
Right.
You know, what if the man changed into a dog, attacked him, and then changed back into a man and walked away?
Right, and I believe that the footprints were found multiple days, so that figure must have been coming back and forth in that area.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Something I'm confused about is why they're not, like, big, like most dogman footprints would look like.
That's a good point. I mean, we've heard a lot of, or we've actually seen a lot of canine footprints.
What if the canine footprints weren't from the dogman at all? What if that's just a coyote that happened to be in the area or something, or just a stray dog that happened to be in the area?
That's a fair point. I'm still kind of lost on the boots sighting of a human body. I mean, that kind of led a lot of people to think that was a human assassination of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know of any human assassin who would use a dog as a murder weapon.
Yeah, I don't know. Even with the tearing and just how messy it was, I don't think there were no stab wounds as well, by the way. So this couldn't have... I really doubt that it was a really normal human kind of killing at that point. But
yeah, and of course the whole thing is muddled by the fact that the police, the coroner, thoroughly cleaned the body right after the attack.
Right.
So there was no DNA evidence, there was no, loose hairs or anything that they could look at. And that was apparently not exactly the procedure when the cause of death is unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's another thing that makes everybody suspicious about a possible dogman involved. Mm-hmm. Similarly to the Land Between the Lakes attack, where a few days after the police investigation, suddenly the police are pulled off and a team of army from the nearby army base were sent out to look for whatever the culprit was. And there was even a rumor that they caught something.
Wow.
you know, like they killed it, and hauling it out apparently took 6 soldiers to throw it into the back of the truck.
Oh my. So that's not just some mountain lion.
No.
That's something bigger.
Yeah, but again, that's the Land Between the Lakes case, but with this one, there was just so much that pointed toward a cover-up when it happened that a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads and saying, wow, a canine attack at the height of a man, and the only footprints they find are really male footprints, you know, human footprints.
Yeah.
And a small or medium-sized dog. But it's interesting. It's definitely interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. The way those footprints were described, they don't remind me of, like, a dog man at all. I can't really imagine one standing up by how they're usually like described.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think those canine footprints probably have nothing to do with it. Because I don't think the footprints were big enough for an animal that would be big enough to take down a human either. I mean, unless, you know, the guy in his drug stupor, you know, stumbled and fell and everything else. But they said that it wasn't even in line with being attacked on the ground. They said that the nature of the wounds were those of a canine attacking a standing victim. Apparently, if he was on his back, they would have attacked from the side, or they would have, you know, grabbed an arm first and dragged him or something like that. But no, this was clearly a canine attacking a standing human. And all the evidence does not point to that really being possible.
It's really mixed evidence.
Yeah.
And ever since all that evidence kind of came out, there hasn't been much more since that kind of spot in time.
Yeah. They basically wrote it off as a mountain lion attack and closed the case.
Yeah.
Even though all the experts are saying it could not physically have been a mountain lion. Well, in addition to that, there are several YouTube stories out there about dogman killing people, dogman killing dogs. All you have to do is a search. You'll find a dozen of them, some from reputable sources, some of them from not as reputable sources, but none of these have really been verified and haven't appeared in like major publications like the ones that we were talking about today, so we didn't really want to dredge those up. We invite you to check those out on your own whenever you like. Some of them are really good stories, and some of them I believe, but I just don't think there's enough evidence out there to put it forward as really strong possible fact. So then we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why are there so few stories about dogmen actually killing a person? I guess the first thing I would call your attention to is the fact that predators don't kill humans very often in general. I mean, we're kind of at the top of the food chain, and we're a very threatening target, and the fact that animals have learned that we could be armed, we could have people with us, or, you know, even if a predator takes down a human, probably there's going to be 100 more humans out with guns the next day looking to catch that predator. So, you know, you look at apex predators like bears. You know, bears, I think, they kill on the average 1 person per year. Wolves, I think it's like 2.6 people per year is the average or something, going over the last
0.6.
Well, it's 26 over a 10-year period, so I'm going to go with 2.6.
Maybe that just counts for injuries.
Yeah. You're 0.6%, or you're 60% of the way dead. And then, you know, even we mentioned the mountain lions, how rare it is for those to kill somebody. And those are really your 3 biggest predators in the United States. So dogman, there's a much smaller population than any of those predators. So it would stand to reason that they would kill far, far fewer people.
We assume at least.
Right.
For all we know, there could be a ton of them.
See, yeah, that's true too. There could be a ton of dogmen out there that are just deep, deep, deep in the woods and we're missing them. But I would still say it's fair to say there are less dogmen than there are bears and wolves and, you know, mountain lions and things like that. Because yeah, we see the other things more.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of disappearance reports anyway of people literally just going missing with barely any explanation.
That's another thing that we should probably talk about, because just because somebody isn't supposedly killed by Dogman or one of these other predators, it doesn't mean that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
They could be one of those missing people you're talking about.
Yeah, I mentioned it very briefly before, but we might just not know about some of these cases.
Yeah, and if you look at those deaths that I just mentioned, the ones that are attributed to mountain lions or bears or wolves, I mean, we found out in the Texas case, some of these are false. Sometimes they'll say somebody was killed by a mountain lion because they don't want to know the truth, or they're too lazy to look for the truth, or there's enough similarity that it's easier to just check a box than it is to open up an investigation into what else might be out in those woods. So how many of those 26 wolf attacks in 10 years were actually dogman attacks? Who knows? That's basically the facts as we know them, and with all that in mind, I guess my feeling about Dogman is kind of similar to my feeling about other predators. I don't think Dogman is like out there actively hunting humans. I don't think we're like top on his list of potential prey, but I think if you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and either the Dogman is hungry or you tick him off somehow, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, this was a rare case where assumingly crazy individual was going deep into the woods. That would make a lot of sense for a dogman to get really angry at that person and do the unthinkable.
So, we would love to hear your thoughts on this subject, and if there are any particular stories about killer dogmen that we haven't addressed that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear about them. And as always, thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and please tell your friends.